NPR's Cokie Roberts joins us for analysis, as she does every Monday morning. Cokie, good morning.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Julie.
What's likely to happen with this abortion dispute now?
Well, in the Senate, they're already having problems getting the bill passed with moderate Democrats, and actually this anti-abortion language is likely to help bring on the moderate Democrats. You have to understand here the role of the Catholic bishops. They have been among the strongest supporters of health care for decades. For many, many years, the Catholic Bishops' Conference has said that universal access to health care is, quote, a basic human right. So when they said that without this anti-abortion language, they could not support the House bill, it became a real problem because this is an issue where they have credibility. And in fact, the bishops were pushing for more coverage for immigrants, which was the other issue that had bollocked up the House at the last minute. And the bill they passed does explicitly exclude illegal immigrants from coverage. But the pro-choice Democrats who voted for the bill are holding their noses, hoping the anti-abortion language might go away in the Senate. I think they have a slim reed to lean on. I can't imagine in the end, though, that they don't eventually go ahead and vote for a health care coverage bill.
So were the abortion restrictions basically the price for some essential support here then? Is that a fair way to think of it?
Of course, exactly. I mean, the Speaker was very clear on that. She couldn't pass the bill without the votes of the Democrats who were brought on board with the anti-abortion language.
Julie Rodner is still listening to us. And Julie, I'd like to know if once they get out of this specific tactical situation, if there could actually be other changes on abortion in the coming months.
Well, it's hard to tell. You know, the one thing about the abortion issue is that it's not a single issue. It's a continuum. You know, you talk about things like family planning, and you get really an enormous amount of support, even from a lot of Republicans. But you talk about funding, and this is a funding vote. This is the issue that's the hardest issue for abortion rights forces, or the easiest issue for anti-abortion forces, if you will. This was a funding vote. So you can't really read into this vote that, you know, abortion rights support is slipping. But I think Cokie's right. You would certainly expect in the Senate, where there's probably less support for abortion rights than there is in the House, I would expect that the Senate would probably adopt this amendment, too, now that the House has.
Julie, thanks very much. That's NPR's Julie Rodner. Cokie Roberts is still with us because I want to ask about another part of this. There was a lot of talk after Republicans won a couple of governor's races on Tuesday that this would send a message in Congress that it would or should, Republicans were hoping, affect the health care debate in some way. Did you see any sense of that or any sign of that as the House prepared to vote on Saturday?
Well, the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, went out of his way to make the point that only Congress, not governors, vote on health care, and that the two congressional races last Tuesday went to the Democrats. Yeah, obviously there's a lot of skittishness. Look at the vote. They needed 218 votes to pass the bill, and they only got 220. And there was one Republican who went along. He from my hometown of New Orleans. He represents a thoroughly Democratic district and got elected as a result of a Democratic scandal. So he's obviously thinking that this is something that would be good for his reelection. But the look of joy on Nancy Pelosi's face late Saturday night as she announced the final tally was quite something to see, Steve, because she knew that it would not have happened. She couldn't have passed this bill without her own politicking. And the basic calculation that she and the president kept making to the Democratic caucus was that the voters said last Tuesday is that they still want change, and doing nothing is not change. So go for it. And the White House is constantly making the case that they're better off being bold. But of course, House members are nervous. Most Americans are happy with their health care. Change could disrupt them rather than help them. And the Senate is even more nervous. As you just heard from Julie, you know, a higher percentage of senators represent heterogeneous constituencies, and it's a problem for them.
Very briefly, a lot of these lawmakers, regardless of the party, must be looking at the economic numbers and wondering what that means for them.
And that's where Tuesday's election really has had an effect, because people are so worried about the economy. And the president's people say every day, he's saying, give me ideas, tell me how I can help to stimulate the economy. They don't want to bandy this about too much until they get health care done.
Thanks very much. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts, who joins us every Monday morning.